Hello, everyone, and welcome back at It's Her Game. So I came across my today's guest's work thanks to the post from my previous guest, Karina Ziminaite, who wore an incredible dress at the last eSports Awards designed by Mina. I saw that statement piece and I instantly got curious who was behind that piece of art. And that's how I found Mina Murashkin, who is a lead stylist for Valorant, casters and talents. And we are also joined today by Mina's Valorant stylist assistant, Christina Greiner. Welcome both.
Hi. Hi, guys.
I just wanted to tell everyone this is the first episode when I have more than one guest, so I hope I'll manage and everything will be fine. But I'm really, really happy to have you both. Thanks for joining me today. And your jobs are quite unique in esports. So if you can tell us more about the journey to where you are now, how did it happen that you are the stylist for Valorant?
Yeah. So that all happened almost 2 years ago, and Valorant had Masters 3 in Berlin, and the stylist they wanted to hire couldn't come into Germany because of some paperwork. So I have like the same friends as one of the producers, and they called me and asked if I was interested to do a styling job for gaming. And I had no idea what that was about because I had nothing to do with esports. So yeah, they said I can have an assistant too. I can have a team. So I called Christina right away and asked her if she has time. It was like 3 or 4 days before the show started. And yeah, that's how we came into this whole business, super random, but yeah, it changed our whole life and we are very happy about that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's quite a speed run into the industry.
Yeah.
But well done. One question before moving forward. So you had 3 days to prepare the outfits for all the people in the...
For the first one, they already had a couple of outfits.
Okay.
But of course, once we were in there, we are so like, we like to take a chance and to make like make it our own. So we also went shopping. Yeah, the first one was really hectic because we also had to do the shopping while we were doing the show too. So it was a big challenge, but it was very, very cool and we loved it right away. So yeah.
No, nice. That's a cool start. And we already know that you two work together, but do you have a bigger team that works on the outfits for the Valorant crew?
So we do the prep mostly in Berlin, like where we live. And Christina and I do like all the shopping. I do the designs, and we have like a team of tailors with one head tailor. That's how we go to with the designs, and she's like doing all the pieces. And also there's another assistant, she's called Cindy, we love her, and she also helps a lot when we have like a lot of preparation to do, or when we have to repack, unpack, or do things like that. She's always there too. So we like kind of a bigger team, but Christina and me, we are the ones who travel with the events all the time.
That's pretty cool. I remember I was at the Game Changers finals last year in Berlin in the studio, and I was with the group of friends, and one of the things we discussed before I came across your work, so before I was aware of the fact that there is this whole team behind, we realized that there is a really big difference in how the Valorant crew is styled and how they present themselves on the events and how it happens in the different events from different disciplines. So I think it's part also of like the Riot's culture and maybe approach to Valorant to extend the IP to everything what's related to the game, right? So it's somehow quite unique for Riot to do that, I guess.
I think so too, yeah, but I'm very happy they're doing it.
Yeah, well, of course.
Really love it. Yeah, I think it's really cool that they put like a lot of the whole like fashion thing in there too, and I think it's also interesting for the whole community. So yeah, I think it's very smart.
Yeah, absolutely. You said you have the team of tailors as well. So do you majority of the things that are already in the stores, or you design the outfits for the talents?
Both, because we have to provide like so many outfits, it's almost impossible to design all of it. And also the tailors, I think they would just not do it. Always have so much to do. And So we do like most of the things, we just chop and style them, like, or sometimes we customize things, we cut things up or change things. But yeah, most of it is just shopping. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some of them are designs and
yeah,
for the like last days always.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I saw one of these posts when one of the casters had this cute little pearl top, something like that, on the top.
Yeah, Christina made that. Yeah.
Okay, I instantly picked that up because that was so unique and so cute. Really nice. I really like that one.
Like Christina.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
Nice. Pretty cool. So, how would you describe the Valorant style then?
So the words we heard like that burned into our brain are elevated streetwear, which is like the general theme for whole, like all the Valorant events and all that is Valorant. So yeah, it's like, it is streetwear, of course, but it's like elevated because also gaming is like futuristic. It's not like, you know, it's like one step ahead of everything. So that's what we try to achieve. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Even if you look at the characters in the game, they all represent like the subcultures from different countries, right? Different regions. And you have this like low-key style, but you can tell that it was well-designed. It's not some, you know, combination of random pieces of clothes. So, yeah, if we're on the agents from Valorant, which one do you think has the best style?
So, for me personally, I could not decide because there are two agents that I really love. It's one is Raze because she's kind of like a hip hop. She has a hip hop vibe, and that's totally my vibe too. So the baggy pants and the crop top and a baseball cap. So that's, I really love her style. But also Neon because she has the really cool colors. That's what I love about her. And also the leggings. So leggings and leggings both, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Two extremes, right?
Yeah. So this is me.
I like Sage. I think her outfit is really cool. But I mean, there's so many agents, it's hard to pick one.
Yeah, and they're also like, they all have so cool style, you know. Very, it's really hard.
True, that's true. I like, initially once I came across Valorant, I really like Jett because she was like so powerful, and I think she was the first character that I saw that was really, you know, the woman that's not over sexualized and had cool outfits. So I really like her style. It's not maybe the favorite character when it comes to gaming for everyone, but I think that she was definitely groundbreaking for the style in my case. And where do you look for inspiration? I mean, it's elevated streetwear, so I think Berlin is a really good city to get the inspiration from. But where do you look for inspiration for the outfits?
I think for both of us, it's like our whole lifestyle is exactly that, which is very good for us. It makes
so convenient.
Yeah, super convenient. So we have it every day, all day around us, because we also like stay up to date with all the trends, with everything. And yeah, so this is like where we get the inspiration. But of course, we also get inspired by the casters or like the talents as a person, because we, of course, have to keep that in mind too. So I think it's like a mix of our like private life and style and everything and them.
And I think once, especially we try to look at the cities we're traveling to, where's the event located, to see if we can get some inspiration from the style from the local areas to incorporate that. So that's usually fun to just walk around and get some inspo.
Yeah, I think this part is really cool, that and that you take that under consideration once you travel, that, you know, you're going to different destinations, the game is the same, but people who are there, they have slightly different lifestyles, so to adjust to that, it's pretty cool. And what, yeah, so I got dreamy, you know, like my background is a bit in fashion, so now I'm like, oh, so there is this path in gaming and esports as well. Like, why I haven't known about that before, you know? Oh, that's really nice. So how many outfits you have to design, you had to design for the Valorant Championships in Istanbul? I mean, that was the biggest one last year, right?
Yes. I counted in total, it was like 10 pieces.
Nice.
And of course, there's not like a certain amount they tell us to do, but we try to do as many as we can. and it was 10 in Istanbul. Yeah, 10 pieces.
Nice. I really like that one that I think you girls designed for the singer who was performing.
The spice.
Yeah, exactly.
That was fun. I almost cried once because I wasn't sure if I can make it, but
it was very, very hectic.
But it was fun, yeah.
Where was the inspiration for that one from? That was really futuristic.
Actually, there was a stylist for the artist and we're talking to her a lot and she had this in mind. So we were talking together how we can put what she had in mind into reality and what was possible and what not. And yeah, that's how we came
to it. And what was so dramatic about designing that piece?
Actually, it was dramatic about making it because it's, of course, a stiff thing. It's made of fabric and I always have to think about how, because I'm not a tailor, of course I can sew, I can do all of it, but I'm not a professional tailor. So they were like, you can make this, right? And I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And I'll figure out how. And that was a moment where I wasn't sure if it will be standing, if it will be like choking, maybe sitting or whatever, but it worked out.
Yeah, she also sang in that piece.
She loved it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that was really stayed in my memory.
Yeah,
stood out definitely. And yeah, so which one of the projects you've worked so far, like the events or tournaments, you liked the most?
I think the events get better every time, of course, because also we know everybody better and maybe I have more time to design things. But for me, the first event where we get to travel, like out of, was the best one because it was so exciting and so new and so different. It was Masters 1 in 2022, last year in Iceland. I also always wanted to go to Iceland. So
yeah, I wanted to say that. Come on.
And it was the first event for us to really travel and to be with the team all the time and like being outside of home and everything. So that was so exciting for me. I think this will always be my favorite one.
I think for me it was Istanbul because it was there was a crowd and there were so many people. And I think that was really exciting. My family came and visited and saw the whole show. I think that was just really fun. That was a big event.
Yeah. That's nice. And these are two very different locations. So I assume that taking inspiration from both, like the one in Iceland and the one in Istanbul, was very different. Like you can, the cultures are very different, right?
So. Yeah, very different. Yeah.
And the climate was very different. I like the warm, so I loved Istanbul. It's very nice all the time.
Yeah. I like the cold. I don't mind. So.
Iceland was a little bit too cold and rainy.
Now, these two places are on my bucket list for that year. Like, Istanbul, for me, is so magical. Like, it's so many cultures, right? So different and so fragmented in terms of that.
Lots of people. It was very busy, but it was so beautiful. People are so nice. It was a great city, yeah.
I think, am I correct that Turkey is also one of the biggest fan base for Valorant, right? They're quite...
I think that might be true. Yeah.
Not in the world, because I know Brazil.
No.
Yeah, like Asia.
Yeah.
They're quite big. Okay, so we covered Valorant. Thank you, girls, for this little sneak peek and a little peek behind the curtains on how is it all going. And I wanted to ask about the outfits that you designed for the esports awards last year, because I came across Karina's outfit, but I also know that you designed one for James Dash, who got the award, and you designed one for yourself. So it's quite a lot, you know?
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, I assume it was quite busy to design all three, and where the inspirations came from.
It was very busy, and but looking back on it now, I'm happy that I made it. Like, I did all three. So the inspiration for me, I sometimes don't really like look for inspiration, then try to design. I just design like in a factory, you know, I design, and then I just pick what appeals like the most beautiful to me. And for a project like that, I try to really focus on the person. For example, Dash, he loves flowers, he loves like certain things. So I was trying to keep that in mind and looking for what I like the most with that in mind. And same for Karina, and especially for dresses, I like it to be very dramatic. I like drama in general. So, and she does too. So we also all went together fabric shopping, Christina, Karina, and me.
Nice.
And we found that fabric. And yeah, so that's how I got inspired for those, I think I would say. Yeah, because I also wanted to be comfortable for Karina, because I know she was also working the event and you have to be there all the time and in heels and everything. So I wanted to at least the dress be comfortable. Yeah, so these are the things. And for myself, I just like to wear like classy high fashion, but also futuristic and streetwear, like all of this.
All of this.
And I love pants, I love skirts. So I did like both of them in one. And that's how, so it's not like this inspired me, but I just took everything that I loved and put it together in my outfit. And yeah.
That's pretty cool. And I think it was very smart to make it black as well, because if you combined, you know, so many styles and then you combined pants with skirt and all of these, yeah, keep the color very classy, very, very minimal was super nice. And I like the thing about Karina's dress. She told me that on the previous episode that she has the skirt she could deattach, right? And just wear. That was pretty, pretty cool.
I think this is one of my signature things, that I like to make things that you can wear in different ways. Also, the suit that Dash was wearing had a piece which you could take off and put on another suit, or you can wear it with the suit, without the suit. So there's like different options, and that's what I wanted to do for Karina too. So that's why we had like this. I could have just put this all together in one dress, but I thought, how cool would it be if she could only wear the skirt and only the dress in summer, for example. So yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty amazed by that as well. She went on the long haul on the design and process. And she also told me that it was quite impressive how quickly you girls designed that piece. It was just, I don't know, a week or two, something like that.
I think maybe. I think it's, for me, it's always important to have one big amount of time instead of like working 1 hour that day and 2 hours the next day. I'd rather take one day and work like from morning to night to have it done, because then I come into the flow. I have, you know, the
totally.
Mindset or whatever, maybe in my head. Something's happening, so
you're in the flow, right?
Yes.
And then it just happens.
You think Karina's in your outfit, you sew yourself, and then Dash, you have to help with your tailor.
Yeah, Dash's suit, my tailor's made, because a suit is a really complicated garment, and I made his suit last year for the Esports Awards, and oh my god, I was a mess after that. I'm so proud of myself, because this was like the most complicated garment I ever made, but also after that I told my tailors, please, next time you're gonna make this, because they're professionals, and a suit is really, you have 1 millimeter wrong, the whole thing is off, and didn't want that to happen, so I took that stress off of me and put it on them.
Yeah, of course, I mean, it's a teamwork, right?
So tailor, so that's their job, they know
exactly
to do this. So
exactly. Yeah, so that's on the challenge with Esports Awards outfit. What is the biggest challenge once you're designing the outfits for the Valorant talent? Is there a challenge at all, or is it all a flow?
I think it's always a challenge. Yeah. Of course, we can always play it safe and get only very safe options, but we like to push boundaries.
And I think the more you get to know the talents and you keep working with them, the more you can push for new things, and they're more open to trying things, and you get to know what they like, what they don't like, what their body, what works on their body, what doesn't work on their body, because everybody is so different. So I think it's just more fun every time, but always challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, pushing boundaries is very on the brand with Valorant, so you are a perfect fit for that, I guess, you know. And so you're working on the Valorant talent fashion design. I don't know when I took this from, but the fashion part of Valorant. But I think I've also saw that you're working on the music clips and music videos production, right? For the fashion outfits, or is that
correct? Where we came from, basically. This is what we do, or what we always did before Valorant, and what we still kind of try to do in the times between the events. So that's also how we kind of met, because Christina is also doing lots of creative direction and production for music videos and fashion and everything. And yeah, I did lots of styling, makeup and hair. So this is
nice. My background. Yeah. I think I saw a really cool design or outfit for the Odessa show, right?
Was it?
Yes.
I got to design the outfits for the drumline, which was super exciting for me. It was last year. Yeah, that was very, oh my God, that was so exciting. Yeah, I'm very happy I got the chance to do that. It was also the same person who got me into that, who got us into esports. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, good friend.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you've done a couple of really cool music video productions. Now you're working on one of the most, like the fastest growing gaming title. What are your next career goals or professional dreams?
I think for me, my dream is, because like 2 years ago, I had no idea about gaming, and now I'm ready to leave everything I knew before behind. Because gaming is, I love it so much. I love the whole esports world. So my dream is at one point to become the fashion designer everybody goes to when it comes to, yeah, fashion design in esports. That would be like my goal.
That sounds cool. Christina?
Well, I want to focus more on directing. Obviously, I want to do everything with Mina because she's my other half. So yeah. I can do all the stuff she's involved in. I mean, I love styling and I always want to do it, but I think direction is going to be my main focus for the future.
I think this part is also quickly growing in the esports scene, right? I have a friend who lives in LA. He does the clips for the video production for Team Liquid. And each time he sends me something, AJ Blazer, each time he sends me something, it just gets bigger. Crazy. How quickly it's progressing. So
gaming gives you so many opportunities in every aspect to be wild, try something new, you know. I think it's very innovative.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I also love about this industry, that you can really define your role, right? You can create that scope from the basics, and there is also always place for you. And I think that's pretty cool. And you're the great example of that. I mean, never heard of, you know, esports stylists before, and not people who design. Yeah. So kudos for making it and for being part of this scene. It's really cool. And before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you for a shout out to one woman who's killing it in the gaming scene.
So we thought about this, yes. And the one woman we would mention is Kelly from The Alliance. Mm-hmm. She also, I think we never met, but she was always supporting us. She was always like hyping us up, and she's so nice. And that's what sometimes, like, you know, for women, it's very important to, how do you say, push each other.
Yeah,
and
support each other.
And I feel like she gave us so much support, and that means so much to us.
She's so lovely and so nice.
Yeah.
And so experienced. She told us she's been in the game scene for like forever.
Yeah.
So it's impressive.
I think this part about support is super important, especially if you're exploring the path that's not that well known, or you don't have really a reference point or a benchmark, and sometimes it feels a bit clueless. It's really nice to see that these communities are building up and that people support each other and that more women are visible in the industry, because I feel like, you know, it's not the case that we don't have women in the industry. Yeah. It's just about putting some spotlight on them. So, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being my guest today. It was lovely meeting you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person in Berlin. Yes. And I love the fact that fashion enters the esports scene, and it's such a vital part of it, especially in the title that I like so much. Thank you, and I wish you good luck with the future next projects.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.